morning, everyone. Today's reading is Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Morning, everybody. Apparently, it's coming home. But this morning, we're not just focusing about it coming home. We're looking at about everyone, everywhere. And that's one of the things I think it's been about the World Cup, is just to see, particularly at some of the matches, is that you haven't just got the supporters of the teams that are actually playing. You've got supporters from all over the place. When England were playing yesterday, there were flags from, if you looked out in the crowd, there were flags from all over the world, not just from the two teams that were playing. But I want to just tell you a little story this morning about a young guy whose name is Matt, and he's from America. And over the last 10 years or so, he's become famous on the internet because he decided he was going to go on journeys around the world. And that's okay, because that's what a lot of people do. They like to go and explore the world. But he decided to start videoing himself doing a dance. And so Matt created this video. It went viral, and which apparently is a good thing. And he got loads of people watching it. So he decided he was going to go and do another one. And this video we're going to watch now is the one he made in 2008, where he actually got lots of people involved in the dance with him. And so what we're going to do is, at first you'll see him and he's just in different places. Try and count how many places you see him dancing in. But he starts off on his own, and then suddenly people start joining in with him from all these different countries as well. And there's going to be a moment where some of us are actually going to join him here this morning as well. And if you want to have a bit of a... when you see the dance, you realize it's not actually that difficult. And I have to say, those that were in the 915 were a bit of a letdown. We didn't get that many people involved. And I'm sure here in this service, you're raring to go this morning. Yeah. So you can come out, join us up on here. I'll look stupid. You'll look amazing. It'll all be lovely, but let's just start watching the video and see how we get on. So Matt managed, in the space of 14 months, to visit 42 countries doing his dance. He was a video game developer, and he's ended up giving up his job because he's now doing this sort of thing full time. Because somebody is a company is actually sponsoring him to go round the world, bringing happiness and hope to people around the world. And so he loves traveling anyway, and so this is absolutely perfect for him. During his last few months on earth, Jesus challenges these young guys that are with him, his disciples, to travel the world too, not to dance and video themselves doing it, but to let every single person they meet know about him and about his love and forgiveness that can change their lives, that can transform their situation, whether it's locally, whether it's nationally or internationally. And Jesus also tells them that as he sends them out, that they're not going to be on their own, that he will go with them, not necessarily physically, but spiritually. So what we also see is earlier on, he sent them out on a little local mission to go out to people, and I'm sure some of them are going, well, what if these people don't like us, or what if they do stuff to us? And Jesus replies with this from Matthew 10. He says, "Do not be afraid of them. For there's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So I don't know how you feel about yourself this morning, whether you fully know yourself this morning. But Jesus knows how many hairs are on your head, and it's getting easier to count for some of us. But also, we are worth more, so much more than sparrows that God cares for as well. So he knows every detail about you, and he cares for you so much. How does that make you feel? Just imagine the one who has all power and authority knows you better than you know yourself and was willing to come and die for you so that you can have a right relationship with God, that you could become a child of God, and that you're so valuable he gave himself for you. And he promises to be always with you, no matter where you go. I'm sure some of you have already been away to some far-off exotic places. Some of you have probably still got trips to plan, and those that we heard of this morning who are going off doing amazing trips to other part of the world to help other people. Know that God goes with you. So we don't need to feel intimidated. We don't need to feel afraid, or that we're, if we're getting bullied, we can still know that God's with us. And that this is amazing good news for everyone, everywhere. So at the end of his earthly life, Jesus is there in front of these young guys, and he's encouraging them locally and worldwide to go and tell everyone, everywhere. Not just for a few days or a couple of weeks, but for the rest of their lives, to give themselves to making sure that everybody they encounter comes to know who Jesus is. And I think it's amazing, because I don't know how many of those people that Matt had met. Those people up there are loved by God as well. And they need to hear it as well. I think it's a brilliant idea that a guy can actually end up making a living out of doing a silly dance around the world. What a crazy world we live in. But how much more exciting is it that we have a message to share with people that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one called Jesus, loves them and wants to walk with them. And it's also amazing that the disciples realize that this final goodbye before Jesus ascends into heaven, exactly who he is and what he's about. And this time of parting became a time not of sadness, but of joy and worship. Even though Jesus was no longer going to be with them physically, they knew he was going to be with them forever by his Holy Spirit. And so they continued to worship him. And so even 2,000 years later, there's this same air of urgency about telling and celebrating the good news of Jesus. And we need to tell that good news to people. Or maybe for you this morning, you actually need to respond and accept this amazing news for yourself this morning. That God loves you enough that he sent his son on the cross for you. And as many of you know, we're actually coming to a point where we're running Alpha in September. And so I'm going to set you a little bit of a challenge. Either you need to sign up today to come and find out for yourself. You've been in church a while, and maybe you've never actually made any sort of response because you don't feel you know the full story. Well, Alpha is an amazing way, not only of coming in and hearing some amazing good news, but also getting some good food at the same time as well. And actually having a discussion about what is it all about. And for others of us, we may know of people that we actually need to have that confidence, even just to offer them the invitation to come and be part of Alpha. We've already had some sign-ups already, which is fantastic, but we want so many more, because so much of this news is amazing that God loves each and every one of us. So become excited and motivated about spreading the good news of Jesus with your words and how you care for other people. And Jesus challenged them to be his witnesses. Those young guys had had the privilege of meeting Jesus face to face. They had walked with him. They had shared meals with him. They had talked with him. They had seen him do amazing things. They'd seen God do amazing things through them because of Jesus. And they started out right where they were at, and it spread out from there. Wouldn't it be amazing if each of us go from here today and start spreading that good news out? And let's see how far it could go. They absolutely knew who Jesus was. Do you know that for yourself today? And if you do, are you willing to share that good news with someone else? So have a think, how can I share this good news? Or do I need to respond to this good news for myself today? But also, I'm going to set you a little challenge. Over the summer, you may be going to some far-flung places or even just down the road. Here's your challenge, young and old alike. Some people have already accepted this challenge. Do a silly dance, video it, send it to us so that by the end of the summer, we could have our own video montage of where you've been. And let's see how many places we can get to. God bless you.